everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us.
Oh, wolf, wolf, wolf.
Yeah, he does
that's,
that.
That's me.
God almighty. I don't hear enough of that during the commercial break.
Wolf,
wow.
Wolf. Yay,
you
me.
Go, dog.
That is wild. Whole commercial breaks. Woof, 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 woof.
I love me. Woof. Woof, woof.
Yeah, boy.
I'll make your ass, Miss Steckler. Steckler had no animal hooks.
Get your freaking act together here!
Never had to sit around and listen to Steckler say, are you serious?
My new hook, Timmy, me boy.
Arsenio Hall, you'll be able to see him shortly on his own TV show.
It's going to be on Wednesday nights, I heard.
Is that right?
Oh, and also, Igor is coming out. John Cusack's cartoon, Igor. My son asked me to promote this.
And you're in it.
Yeah, me and Leno do a funny little cameo. Well, I shouldn't say funny. We do a cameo. I'll let children decide whether it's funny.
Is that the cartoon that you didn't like the way they drew you?
Yeah, because I'm invisible.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And, you know, I want it to be seen.
What you was the me? One, like, back in the 90s that you said you did an animation series?
Oh.
And the drawings came back from Korea, and it was, you
oh,
know,
yeah.
Big
Chunk,
eyes.
Chunk,
and
yeah. I tried to do a cartoon called Cleveland City Limits. And, you know, very Cosby-esque in its approach. My old neighborhood, my crazy friends, right. Meat Man, Junior, Skull, all my
like
boys.
Fat Albert, skinny, yeah, Arsenio.
Exactly. Right. Basically, Po-Ass Arsenio was what I was. Right. That was the working title. And it dawned on me that we don't do a lot of animation here on Cahuenga. It goes to Korea.
Right.
It went other places. And I remember it coming back. And black people have a term. It's a negative term. It's called bucking. It's when your eyes are as large as they can be, and the white of your eyes are very prominent.
Right.
And that's how all my characters look. But I was particularly bucking. And I realized there are no brothers in Korea to say, you know, no! You know, there are no brothers. No! Don't make his eyes so big! And it was like...
So what'd you call it? Like step and fetch?
It was very... I said it was fetch-it-esque. Which, if you're over 40, you know what I'm... If Stepan Fetchit was one of the early black actors, and God bless his soul, he did what he had to do. But brothers can't look like that now.
Right.
You know?
But that's
and
the way it came back in Korea.
Literally, every expression, I had ping pong balls, you know, for everybody.
Christ.
It's like, no! Big ping pong balls. Oh, gosh.
We'll get that sound effect for you one of these times.
No! I can, you know, that's why you brought me here, because I do voices and sounds.
Right.
Would you like to hear some Rick D's?
Yeah, you're no! You got it? What's going on in there, dude?
I was getting music ready.
Oh, all right.
I love the family here.
Well, Arsenio told a great story, and it had a lot of no's.
I recorded one of them. It's coming.
No, but don't we have a sound effect that goes, no?
Oh, I'm off my game today.
It's Randy's first day. You know, before Randy started smoking weed, man, he was like sharp and young and, you know, right out of Magic Mountain. And then he got into weed, man, thanks to some chicks who work here at the station.
But I know.
No!
There we go.
You know what? And even with that late sound cue, you wouldn't trade him for Jerry.
No.
Well,
I don't know.
That's a no-no.
There we go. All right, he's back on his game. All right, now Randy Wang went to with his family after a Knott's Berry Farm. You guys went to Denny's, right?
Yeah, we went to Denny's right there in Buena Park.
The whole family, huh?
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself. And you discovered a something for the stoners?
Yeah, we walk into Denny's, and, you know, usually they have the late night menu. You can get breakfast and stuff. But they had they always had the specials in a little placard.
Right.
They had this menu that says, nothing good happens after midnight except Denny's. And it's basically a stoner's menu.
It does look stonerish.
There's four items on there that are made for potheads.
Yeah, we have the smoking four-pack of cheeseburgers, but it looks like it comes with onion rings. Four cheeseburgers and onion rings with bacon on them.
Yeah, but it's not. They don't call it onion rings. They call it a ton of rings.
That's what you got to say to get my attention.
Yeah, and the cheesy four-pack And what is potachos?
No, this is potachos.
Oh, potachos.
It's potato chips, but with nacho stuff on them, like cheese Jesus and sausage Christ. And bacon. It is the ultimate stoner food.
Yeah, it is a pretty good stoner's menu. I'm looking at it right now. What's the dessert there? The sweet ride?
Sweet ride nachos. Dessert nachos.
Jesus Christ, man. You know, the LAPD should just arrest anybody who orders one of these dishes.
If the word pot is in your food, I think there's an arrest pending.
Yeah, unless it's like pot roast or chicken pot pie. But if it's potchos, and I think they try to call it potachos, but it's potato chips with all the nacho, I guess.
You could think they're being clever with potachos, but notice there's a big space in the word pot and then achos.
Yeah. All right, folks, where is the best food when you're really, really, really high?
If you got a private plane, I'll show you.
With New York?
If you're in New York, if you're in Roosevelt, New Jersey, if you're at 69th and Halsted in Chicago, old school, Midwest, you got to go get a slider at White Castle.
Yeah, White Castle is great.
Remember that?
Yeah, White Castle are designed for stoners.
Yeah.
Because a guy can slide in and say, I'll take 38 burgers. Hey, you guys want
in
anything?
A bag? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And how many
by
can
the
you
way,
eat?
Wow.
Of the White Castle.
8, 9.
Didn't they start? They tried to do White Castle out here.
You know what they start? They start selling them in the frozen food section of some of the supermarkets.
Yeah.
You know? And I love the fact not only can you slide in and get a whole bag, but they don't stay with you long. And I think that's where the word slider came from.
Yeah.
You know, they're in and out real quick. But before you get home, thank you, Rand.
All right. Randy's back in the business.
That's why we have that prime demographic.
Yeah, it is the home of the most obvious sound effects. Watch this. Hey, so I had Mexican food today. Jesus, really.
Oh God!
Hit it over the head.
I'm laughing, and I'm over 50, and I'm laughing at any fart joke, because I'm a guy.
Now, are you also? I mean, folks, if you're a stoner out there, you like the pot. I don't judge people anymore. If you want to, you know, get high all day, that's up to you. But where is the best place to eat when you're completely high? Here are the phone numbers.
Kevin Eubanks' house.
520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, what is a stoner's dream is the frozen food aisle in a supermarket. You know, because everything looks fantastic.
Including a woman's nipples.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know what market you're going to, but I got to go to that market. At Ralph's.
Frozen food,
it's
man.
It's usually the fat chick on one of those fat carts.
But you know what? In the frozen food section, a fat chick's nipples look good, too. You know, as a matter of fact, the other day, I got very excited standing in front of Macy's because the mannequins have nipples now.
Wow. Is that right?
I stood there for a minute wondering if I should invite her to dinner at Katana Thursday. But
Now, do you get screwed like this where you go see the frozen food in Ralph's or Gelson's, I don't know where you go, and it looks great, and you come home and you cook it, and you take one bite and you throw it away?
Yeah.
It happens to me every single time, whether it's – it doesn't matter what company it is. Or, you know, what dish it is, if it's pasta, if it's taquitos, tacos, fish, whatever. You take one bite, you go, there's a frozen flavor here. I don't recognize this. And you spit it in the sink and then throw the dish out. After cooking it for, 45 minutes. Especially like a sweet and sour. Anything Chinese in a frozen food aisle looks great. You drag it home. You take a bite, you spit it in the sink, and throw it in the trash.
Frozen. You know what? I had soft shell crab frozen.
Wow. You're really going for it.
It just wasn't Maine. You know? It wasn't Kenny Bunkport.
Yeah, and I don't mind paying for it if it's decent food.
Right.
You know, I don't mind spending $8 or $9 on a frozen dish if it's good. But you spend like $3 or $4, or it's like $10 for $10, $2 for $5. And you drag this stuff home. It doesn't heat well. You know, some of it's cold, some of it's hot, and it's all terrible.
And I think the thing that makes me most angry is it's nothing like the picture on the front.
Right, exactly.
The
Not
picture
even close.
Is like, whoa, 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 Nobu Masahisa must have made these egg rolls.
Right.
And you get them home, and it's like, hey, these egg rolls were cooked by someone in bad shape.
I bought chicken pot stickers at Vons the other day.
Were they just like P.F. Chang's?
Not quite. Mm. And I cook them. I take one bite, spit it out, throw them away. And I look at the package, and it says they're tofu. They're not chicken. They're tofu.
Jesus Christ.
But tofu is in little tiny letters, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to sell something with tofu, the letters should be the size of the Hollywood sign.
Yeah.
You know, to warn you, what you're about to eat is going to be the least tasteful stuff you've ever put in your mouth.
And I'm old school. My people are from Alabama. I like meat. I like potatoes. And once again, dealing with prefixes, the word toe.
Right.
When the word toe is in your food.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
It's over.
Yeah.
A good place to go for stoners is Buca di Beppo.
Oh, that's the people that really pile on the Italian food.
Yeah. Yeah. The meatball is the size of your head.
Yes.
And
the size of OJ's head.
But you can really go to town. I mean, you could sit there for a half hour eating that meal and, you know, just polish half of it. But if you're stoned, the garlic bread at the smokehouse in Burbank is a dream.
Where is that?
It's right off of
that, like a steak place?
Yeah, it's right off the LA River
Olive?
There. Right, yeah. No, and it's on
Olive at Cahuenga.
Coming down off Barham, right? Yes. When you get to the bottom of it, across from Warner Brothers.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Right on the LA River, the beautiful LA River. You can actually see the LA River from there. It's nice.
Yum.
Yeah. All right, the best place to go when you're completely high. Let's talk to Chloe in Camarillo. You're on 97.1. How you doing?
I have to say 7-Eleven.
Yeah, 7-Eleven's not bad. but you know, the problem with 7-Eleven is you don't know how long those dogs have been rolling.
Yeah, that's worse than the frozen problem you discussed.
Yeah.
When you're stoned, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you got to be real stoned to pull something off that grill.
I guess I'm just really high all the time.
I don't know. AM, PM might be an alternative for you. But you don't have no idea how long those dogs or those cheese sticks are rolling around.
Yeah.
You know? And you don't know how much, because it's in the open air. And you know, it's like a lot like a donut shop that has open air. You know, those donuts aren't really sealed in the case. You have no idea how much fly ash is on those donuts.
And I go to the 7-Eleven near Van Nuys at Ventura Boulevard, and the guy who works there smells so bad. I can't imagine eating the food in there. You know, because I know the funk slips off him onto the hot dog at some point.
There's a 7-Eleven on the corner of Burbank and Reseda that I recommend nobody goes to, because the gentleman who works behind the counter, when he goes to give you the change, mm-hmm. You know, you pay $10 for something, it's $6, you got $4 coming back.
Right.
He will go with the thumb to the mouth and get a big wad of saliva and peel off those ones and give them to you.
Yeah, what is it about?
That's why you got to go. If you're going to go to that 7-Eleven, go with exact change. Go with the change belt.
Yeah.
You know, like the ice cream men used to have. You can rattle off the exact change.
Or hand him that rubber thumb that my uncle who worked at the bank in Cleveland used to wear all day. That rubber thumb that you can do that without having to lick. You know, I got a rubber thumb
for
you.
Or get a sponge. You know, a little sponge and then roll it around. But then.
They have a sponge thing at Staples. It's a sponge in a cup. And you keep it wet. And it's for doing that.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way to go. Let's talk to Dave in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1, the best stoner food in Southern California. Dave.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Not bad. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Just right here. You know, just finished coming from the number one place where a stoner should go, man.
Where's that?
In Pico Rivera, Tommy's Burgers.
Oh, yeah.
With some, you know, chili cheese sauce on top. Lay up that top of bread. Take a bite down, and then with some onion rings, large Coke. Does not get any better.
Hey, what do you do for a living, Dave?
I'm a cable guy.
No, you're not.
Call him by his real name, Jack Silver.
No, this is Dave.
Hi.
This is our friend. His last name is Harrison. He runs General Motors. And he always pretends like he's a stoner, but this guy is the CEO of General Motors. Nice to see you. Back in town for a while?
What?
What are you working on now? What's the latest coming off the belt there?
Well, he just finished smoking some purple haze.
Ah, he's the best, man. He even knows the lingo.
Man, you know, we went to eat Tommy Burgers, before that, we saw that Dark Knight movie.
How was it?
That was trippy, dude, in the drive-in.
Yeah, on the drive-in you saw it.
Yeah, you know, all under control. You just pull back and smoke your stuff. Nobody even bothers you. Watch your flicks. No?
All right. It sounds like you got it going on. I mean, from the driving over to Tommy's, guy's enjoying himself. You know, the Tommy's that's over near Rampart here, what's this? Is it on Beverly?
It's Beverly and Rampart. It's near me.
Beverly and Rampart. I go to that Tommy's, and I used to do a show here on weekends at 7 a.m. or 6 a.m. It was over at 7 a.m. And I would slide over to Tommy's, and they were, it was a 24-hour place, so they were just opening, whatever. And I'd buy a big cheeseburger with chili at 7:30 in the morning. And the nice thing about it is nobody there at Tommy's gives you the judgment eye. You know, nobody looks at you like, hey, what are you doing here? It's Sunday at 7:30 a.m.
Yeah. They look at you crazy if you're not stoned.
Yeah. And that is that Tommy's over there is worth driving, I would say, from the valley to go to that Tommy's.
Hey, Tim.
Yes, ma'am.
I think at that Tommy's, your least amount of problems is worrying about being judged. I think it's more about being shot at.
Are you saying that's a dangerous area?
It's a rough little neighborhood.
Get out of here. What's wrong with you? I love that neighborhood. I talked to Tara in Los Angeles. You're at 97.1. How you doing?
Hi.
Hey.
My favorite all-time stoner food ever is peanut butter M&M's. Love them.
And you buy them by the big bag?
Yeah. Medium bag. Pass it around with the bong. It's fantastic.
Wow, that does sound cool. Randy's. Yeah. I've never seen Randy write so much during a segment. What are you writing in there, Jim?
I'm getting tips.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for a big run tonight.
Yeah, no! So.
All right, thanks, Sarah. You know, Randy Wang's car broke down yesterday. And so I happened to go by and see if he needed a ride or anything. So
that's nice of you, man.
Well, he was on my way home. I wouldn't have done it unless it was my way home. But I also wanted to see where the guy lives. And, he's complaining that he's not, losing as much weight as he wanted to. He's off his diet. He lives next to Gelson's. The guy, literally, his apartment is behind Gelson's. You can walk there in less than a minute. Is that right?
I have.
How can you lose weight when, one of the walls that you share in your apartment is with a supermarket?
Yeah. From your window, you can see Pop-Tarts.
Yeah. How can you lose weight?
And this Gelson's now has a hot food bar.
Ooh. How do you know that?
I've had it.
Hey, Tim, you know the In-N-Out, you talk about catering to stoners. In-N-Out actually has little code. Like if you go and get a cheeseburger and french fries like you might normally do,
right?
One day say, give it to me monster style.
Right.
Do you know about that?
It's everything.
It's animal style.
And I'm
animal
sorry. Style. Oh, yes, yes. Wow, thank goodness we got young white Caucasian.
Who would have guessed that Randy would know that?
They also have animal style fries, which is they take the fries and they cover it in Thousand Island dressing and cheese
and
onions.
See? It's and he so even good. Knows the code words. Like I walk in and say, give it to me monster style. The guy, rah, shoot me or something.
And that's the one where you go to Encino Hospital and you eat in the parking lot. Just in case the animal fries knock you out. Have you had animal fries there?
All the time.
And what's on it?
It's the regular In-N-Out fries, which is great, covered in Thousand Island dressing, cheese, and onions. Mm.
So anything you order, you can just say, I've never done it, but you can say animal. Let me
everything that you can get there, you can say animal style.
What's an animal diet Pepsi?
That's a diet Pepsi with grilled onions on it.
And that is not, I imagine that's you were a single that night, you weren't on a date?
Yeah, that was right. A single night. They also have, and this one I've never ordered, but it's a legend, it's the Flying Dutchman. That's a burger where there's two burger patties on the outside and the bread's on the inside.
Oh, that's funny.
That is for stoners.
Where you grab the meat?
Yeah, you grab the meat and the bread's in the middle.
I love that.
And have you ever done this when you're with a bunch of, earlier when you were, young and stoned, but when you were with a bunch of guys, you went to either Del Taco or Taco Bell or, McDonald's, and there's like five or six guys in the car, and all right, who wants what? Everybody orders, you order $50 worth of fast food, and and then there's like five orders of fries, but there's six guys. And everybody has their fries, but one guy doesn't have his. And then all of a sudden the argument starts. Like, wait a minute, dude. I know you didn't order fries, man. I know you have them in your lap, but you didn't order them, dude. The argument of who ordered what. And, you know, and the guy's sitting there with 16 tacos in his lap, fries, he's got a tostada, he's got a burrito. And the guy goes, no, dude, I know you didn't order them, dude.
I love when Tim says, this ever happened to you? And he tells you this real specific and obscure story. And you're sitting there saying, what would Stekla say? You know, right now.
Sure?
Oh, that's great. Josh in Riverside, you're at 97.1.
Hey, Tim, love the show.
Hey, thank you, sir.
I have to say, BJ's Pizza.
Oh, yeah, the deep dish pizza.
Oh, man, their pizza when you're stoned, the best.
Yeah.
At least 2 inches thick.
Yeah, and you're in a place called BJ's.
You can't go wrong with that, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're sliding to a place called BJ's and you got a great pizza and you're stoned.
Sounds like some chick's going to wrap dough around your private part and do something really exciting.
That's the trifecta. Jerry in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, I want to tell you guys how you doing today.
All right, how you doing?
Okay, In-N-Out, not In-N-Out, Lucky Dogs and Master Burgers on Crenshaw and Adams. It is bad.
Big Crenshaw and Adams.
Crenshaw and Adams, Master Burgers, and then you know Lucky Dogs on Pico and La Brea.
Crenshaw and Adams.
Crenshaw and Adams, right across the street from Johnny's Pastrami.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's a new place, Master Burger. They're taking all their business.
Hey, what are you listening on the radio there?
You.
Oh. Can you turn it up a little?
No, just so we can hear whether the last segment worked.
Yeah, I want to see if it...
I'm in another room right now.
Oh, well, go in the other room with the radio.
What is that, a Bose radio? That's a loud-ass radio.
Oh, no.
In the other room.
I'm at work right now.
Oh, you are? What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm a desk clerk for Skid Row Housing.
For Skid Row Housing?
Uh-huh.
Wow. And we're down there in Central?
Uh-huh, on 5th and St. Julian.
Yeah, right near the police station.
Yes, one, 2 blocks away.
I've been down there before.
Yeah.
How's it going down there?
It's pretty quiet tonight. No excitement yet. Yeah. But the night's not over. I get off at 4.
So there's something exciting every night going on down there.
Yes, it is.
I mean, there's never a guy that comes up and you go, wow, that guy's dull.
No. Because I'm behind a glass, and I walk outside, and, you know, just the tenants in the building. But it's an interesting job. It'll blow your mind.
You run a hotel down there?
No, I work at a hotel down here.
And what is a nightly right there?
It's not nothing like that. It's just people who already live here, like the GR, SSI.
I see.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
Right. What's the weekly rent?
I don't know the weekly rent.
Oh. All right. So don't ask, don't tell.
Okay.
Huh? There he goes.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. Take care of yourself,
okay,
man.
All right.
There he goes. Working down there in Skid Row. They still call it Skid Row?
You know, I'm not sure.
They still call it that? They do? They got to update that. Yeah, they got to rename that. Because Skid Row, there's sort of a negative connotation attached to that, isn't there?
Yeah, when you're being on the skids, it sounds very...
Yeah, you're on the skids, man.
Makes you sad.
Yeah.
You
should
know?
Be a stud row, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Hope row, you know?
Now that, you know, you
kick
are...
Kick-ass row.
Very Obama of you.
Thank you very much.
To have your second alternative be Hope Row.
Yes.
Road for change.
Yes. Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah, change row.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. The best place to go for your stoner food, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Arsenio Hall is with us, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
I got my nephew Whitey Ford on the guitar, young Trev on the drums, Grand Ole Opry, here we come. Jack be nimble, Jack be quick, Jack kept the spoon on the candlestick. Dope stick pimpin' on the one trick pony. Yeah, she kinda skinny, but she gets my money. Get my money, buy my medicine, buy my medicine, buy my medicine. Get my money, buy my medicine, buy my medicine, buy my medicine.
We'll do it live!
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us.
We're doing it live!
Yes!
We're doing it live!
Arsenio doesn't know anything about pot, but I do. And where's the best place to have a meal or the best food when you're completely high? I'm not talking about drunks. I'm talking about guys that are high. Guys that are going for it. The weed, the mushrooms, ecstasy. You're getting high! And I understand it. I understand people getting high.
We're doing it high!
We're doing it high! I'll smoke it and we'll do it high!
Right on.
Because reality sucks. It really does. You know, it's everything the same. Every day is the same. You know, I was thinking about that the other day.
Uh-huh.
Is there more to this life? I mean, wow. I love my kid. I love my wife. I love my job. I love my family. Love going to Vegas. Mm-hmm. Love drinking, love gambling, love smoking.
Yeah.
But is there something more? Or is this going to be this until I go?
You know, one has to think that when guys like Tom Cruise have been with the most gorgeous women, made tremendous amounts of money, traveled to the farthest beautiful reaches of our world, that's how Scientology probably comes into it, because we're all searching for something else. We feel like there's something missing.
Yeah.
And maybe we need the spaceship, bro.
I think so. Plus, I also think my grandparents have been contacting me lately. I'll talk to you about that off the air.
Yeah.
I'll try
to make you spin it into a topic.
That's totally true, though.
Radio guys losing their mind.
My grandparents are coming around. All right, the best stoner food, everybody. Let's talk to a Dale in Riverside. You're on 97.1.
It's all about Pink's hot dogs.
Yeah, how many can you eat?
Depends on how much to smoke.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, what's the maximum?
But they also park your car for you, too.
At Pink's?
Yeah, at Pink's.
No. It's too crowded for all that.
The guy taking your car at Pink's is not a valet parker.
Yeah, they park it for me.
No, that's a guy who you're not going to see that car anymore. If you here's a good Pink's tip. If you go by Pink's on Melrose, and almost everybody in Los Angeles or Southern California has either been there or they driven by it. If the line is too long, and I understand a line of 3 hours to get a hot dog is a little dicey for even me.
It has to be a good hot dog, or it has to have Halle Berry in the middle.
Yeah, but there's sort of like a social aspect, the standing in line for hot dogs that I don't get. But if the line is an hour and a half long, drive your ass over to the Hollywood Park Casino,
mm-hmm.
and they sell Pink's hot dogs. They have a little Pink's hot dogs cart there in the lobby, and they sell them right there. Hot dog, same chili.
I saw a list of the best hot dogs, and you know what surprised me? That store you told me about that I've never been to is on that list, but it's not a hot dog store. Costco?
Costco's got great hot dogs.
Apparently their hot dog is on the top 10 best hot dogs list.
It's a great hot dog with a warm, soft bun.
And again, it's on what? Oh, I can't say that? Erection?
You can't say that? Oh, okay, you can use that.
Okay.
Oh, boy. But yeah, Costco is great, and they also have a great pizza there, too.
Well, and you told me this is a place to go for large boxes of bleach.
Yeah,
and,
well, you can get your bleach there, but you can also, there's a place in front where there's a little snack stand.
Mm-hmm.
Great hot dogs. I think they're 99 cents or a buck and a quarter for a Coke or a soft drink and a hot dog.
You know what's, this food at Costco is really cheap, but you know what's really depressing? Go to the Costco in Burbank. The food court is on the outside, so if you don't have a card, you can go in. The line is always super long with the poorest people in the world trying to get their 50-cent hot dogs.
F those poor people trying to get cheap food. Right, Randy?
F them.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all can't use the letter F. I got to dump y'all.
All right, the best stoner food, everybody. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Jeff in Glendale. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, boy?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Pretty good. How's it going, Arsenio?
He said, "How's it going, boys?" That was for you and Randy. He said, "How's it going, Arsenio?" See,
he's
being politically correct.
Remember,
you go, dog.
You reprimanded John the other day when he said, "Hey, boys."
Hey,
you're like,
boys.
Hey.
I'm like,
"What's up, boys?"
Well, the best place, in my opinion, is definitely the Hat Pastrami's.
Where's that?
The Hat.
Where's the Hat?
There's one on Route 66 over in Glendora. I'm pretty sure that's not the only one. It's just got a huge sign that says The Hat, World's Famous Pastrami's. You go in there, their only size of fries are small, but they don't care for fries, so they just give you a full bag of fries for $3. So you can just take that. They'll hook you up with free chili. Biggest pastrami sandwiches you'll ever see in your life.
Wow, I gotta get out there.
The Hat.
It's been
around for 25 years, or 50 years, I think, The Hat.
Perfect, dude. All right, thanks.
Oh, man, amazing. Thanks, guys.
There he goes. A lot of stoners in this audience. The Hat.
I used to live across from a Ralph's. When I first came out here, I lived off Sunset on Poinsettia, and there was a Ralph's at the corner of Sunset.
The Rock and Roll Ralph's.
Yes. And that Ralph's, I can't believe you know that Ralph's. I used to go to that Ralph's and just eat while I was there.
Right.
You know?
And you slide out.
You can do peanuts. There's all kind of things you can eat, and it don't feel like stealing.
Right. But how about this? There's so much money in the supermarket.
There's an officer in the room. I wish people could have seen his face. Was like, it was an officer's face. It was like, hey, man, no such thing. It's not feeling like stealing when you're stealing.
there's so much money in that business where you can go in there and eat all you want, mm-hmm. and then you leave. And the guy who owns that chain has the biggest house in San Diego.
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine. I feel like I owe him money. Before I met him, I used to steal from Ron Burkle all the time. Ron Burkle is a supermarket magnate, or is that what you call him?
Is he the CEO or the owner of Ralph's?
He's all that. He is, as a matter of fact, if you called him Ralph, you would not be incorrect.
Wow.
You know, and by the way, when I first met him, he was buying up Hughes and all those
Mayfair
spots. Yeah, there was one. What was the one? Hughes. It was another one. But anyway, Ron, you know, he's the food guy. And I used to steal from him before I met him.
Now you don't do that anymore.
I was high and hungry. No, not now. Now I sneak in his house when he's in New York and stay there and boss his employees around.
Jim and Lomita, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, dude.
the best stoner food, I think, for my taste would be Tacos Mexicos.
You know, I see those places all the time in the valley, like off Canoga, and I always want to stop there. It's a good taco, huh?
Oh, it's great. It's like a shot of taco, and they're like 50 cents.
Tacos Mexico.
Yeah, it's perfect.
I gotta stop there. There's one right in my neighborhood, and mm-hmm. I'm always tempted to go there. I always forget. Tacos Mexico.
Well, we got all day tomorrow.
Let's go. Tacos Mexico. You going to the mall tomorrow?
Only if you make brownies at noon and we eat and take a walk.
Andrew in Los Angeles, 97.1.
How you doing, guys?
All right,
dog.
Costco. You guys just said it, but the actual samples at Costco, and they're free.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Just walk around and get yourself some empanadas or some mozzarella sticks or...
Time out. What's an empanada?
Empanada is a Spanish dumpling that they sell frozen.
Are you taking advantage of the senility factor and the age level of the women giving out that food?
It has crossed my mind a few times.
Yeah, that they no longer care how many times you come by?
No, they don't. You know when people give out samples at regular grocery stores like your Whole Foods, they give out these minuscule samples. But
I know. But do you ever do this? Do you ever do this, Andrew? Where you're in Costco and you get a sample, and you're like, "Wow, that's really good. Where do you guys have these?" And she like points to the freezer, and you go over and you pretend like you're going to get a box, and then you skate.
Yeah, you do that because you kind of feel bad because you've already taken about four samples more than you needed to.
You got to go, wow, where do they sell these? And then you're like, go put a bag in your cart and then throw it, you know, into another freezer section later on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But, you know, it never tastes the same when you take it home. You know, for some reason, they make it better at Costco than you can make it at home.
Yeah. And such is life.
You know, the samplers. The sampler lady is always making stuff better than you could ever make it.
Oh, if you're stoned and the lady has Jimmy Dean sausage with little toothpicks in the pieces.
Nice, yeah.
I can eat, a handful of toothpicks, maybe 30, 40 pieces of sausage, and I'm good.
All right, Arsenio Hall is with us. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.
About nothing, man. Roll another. Yeah. La la da 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 la da da la 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 la. I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. La da, my room da, da, da. Is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Yeah. Because I got high. Yeah. Because I got high. La da da.
Do you play multiple cards, or you just play one? All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us, and he was just telling me his secret to winning bingo. And first
don't
of all,
tell everybody.
I can't believe you still play. On Sundays?
Well, you know, you got to do something at the church.
And multiple cards?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow. Mm. Hope that doesn't destroy your reputation.
Well, you know, I was fine until like 30 seconds ago. You know, it was all good.
All right, gang.
And
best.
You had to tell people I go to St. Mel's on Tuesdays.
The best stoner food around. Jason in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, I think it's your microwave, brother.
No, I don't microwave anything. I cook it in the oven.
What about the frozen stuff?
I cook it in the oven.
I think, okay, in that case, Jennifer's trying to kill you or something.
Well, that's been true for about 6 years.
How could everything taste bad, though?
You know, the one thing, the one way you can rest assured that your wife will never kill you, don't get any life insurance. She'll stick with you forever. That's my that's lesson
old,
for
that's
everybody.
That's old school logic. You sound like one of my uncles in Cleveland.
Don't buy yourself life insurance, and she'll love you forever. Let's talk to Zach, I'm sorry, in Manhattan Beach. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have to say, can't go wrong with Jack in the Box.
Yeah, how many tacos do you get?
Normally 4 to 8 tacos.
Yeah, I bought 4 the other day. And I had to eat them. You got to eat those in the parking lot. As Corolla says, they should arrest you if you try to leave Jack in the Box with the tacos because they don't last more than about 2 blocks. You got to eat them in the parking lot right there. I used to order just 2. I used to be a 2 taco guy. Now right. I'm at 4. And once you go 4, you can't go back to 2.
Is that true?
Yeah. And I did it 2 days in a row. I did it on Monday and Tuesday this week. I went over to the Jack in the Box on Wilshire near La Brea, and I order 4 tacos, no cheese, 217 or 214. And
you can't go back now.
Loving it. No, I can go back every day.
Go back to the amount.
Oh, I can't go back to 2.
Yeah.
I got to go at 4 now.
Did you also have a problem as a kid doing the one Lay's potato chip and then you do 2 and can't go back to 1?
Right. Yeah, no, once you've made the move to like 2 burgers, mm-hmm. like when you go to Jack in the Box or when you go to McDonald's and you get 2 Big Macs, mm-hmm. you can never go back to 1.
How do you stay that size, by the way?
This size?
Yeah.
That's the only thing I ever eat.
Oh, okay.
No. Fortunately, I thank my a man that I'd like to introduce you to mm-hmm. Whenever you have a problem. His name is Jesus Christ. But I thank.
Wow, that was such a curveball! It almost caught me off guard.
I'd like to thank my Lord, my Savior, for my metabolism that He's given me, or else I would be about 600 pounds.
Speaking of Jesus Christ, he's hanging right now with Estelle Getty.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Hey, Frank and Chino, we're going to give you the 97.1 80s DVD extravaganza, Urban Cowboy on DVD from the I Love the 80s collection. Pick up your favorite 80s films at your nearest store. That's kind of vague. Also, Gina in Los Angeles, you're going to get L.A. Inc. Season 1 on DVD with the sexy tattoo artist Kat Von D. Get your L.A. Inc.'s first season at your nearest store. And check out your new season Thursday, 10 p.m. on the TLC Network. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall's with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us, and joining us are the two studs. John and Jeff from the John and Jeff Show.
Hey, guys.
Nice to see you, fellas.
What's going on, guys?
And I always love the fact that you guys figured out the name of that show by a flip of a coin. And who flipped the coin, by the way?
I think I did.
You did?
Yeah.
And you won. I suspect something going on.
I'm thinking the coin
there.
Was rigged.
Yeah. All right, what's going on with the John and Jeff Show tonight?
All right, a guy in Massachusetts doesn't realize that his wife, who handles the finances, hasn't paid the mortgage in 42 months.
Wow. She may have forgotten?
No, she didn't forget. She deliberately didn't pay the mortgage. And then she faxed a letter to the mortgage company saying, by the time you get this, I'll be dead, and then commit suicide.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So we're going to talk about who handles the money at your house, because maybe your house is in foreclosure if your wife or your husband's handling the bills. This guy claims he had no idea. He worked all day, never came home, got the mail. She always got the mail. Never knew the house was in foreclosure or about to be for 42 months.
Wow.
She didn't pay the bill for 42 months.
If I'm 4 days late on my mortgage, I get a call.
Well, I guess she took the calls and got all the letters. So we're going to talk about who handles the money.
And then she killed herself?
Yeah, blew her brains
Jesus
out.
I think it was Lycus that said, marriage is a business and you don't get involved in a business with a woman.
That's exactly right. All right, John and Jeff show coming up immediately here.
Let's like kiss his ass.
Thank Arsenio for coming on. You're a major set. I'll see you next Wednesday.
Absolutely.
And it
man.
Is the Tim Conway Jr. show tomorrow, right after Lycus on 97.1 Free FM. But Linda Salvin, bless her heart, she did pick me a winner once.
It was the big baseball game.
Oh, the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She gave...
The big baseball game! That's like a lemon top team! The big baseball! World Series! Oh, God.
That's it, the World Series.